Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News. It's a challenging season for believers in Nepal. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti just returned from an extended visit to the former Hindu kingdom.
There have been a number of high-profile arrests under the anti-conversion law, and each one of those is now kind of being pushed through the courts to test what's going on. Very quietly, some of our missionaries on the ground have been monitoring these situations, even visiting some of these people in the jails.
According to the American Center for Law and Justice, 17 Christians were arrested this year under a 2018 anti-conversion law. Please ask the Lord to strengthen persecuted believers and give wisdom to groups like Bibles for the World.
This was very encouraging to see the Church of Jesus Christ adapt to the situation, but keep their focus on the Great Command and the Great Commission.
And while Christmas may mean getting gifts on December 25, many people still don't have the gift of God's Word. Wycliffe Bible Translators is giving them hope this Christmas through their gift catalog. Melissa Stillman from Wycliffe, USA.
Typically, we communicate about just one project or one area of the world, but with the gift catalog, we're able to feature many more. And so we were able to feature 23 projects, which is more than we've ever featured. And we really go into this with a lot of prayer as we research to find what kind of projects we will share in the gift catalog.
Wycliffe USA is encouraging listeners to give hope this Christmas by donating to a project. Stillman says every single gift does make a difference. For more information and to find your place in the story, visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.